Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. So the Second Amendment is gone in New Jersey, and now the Fourth Amendment is gone
and the
in
eighth.
New Jersey. And the Eighth Amendment.
Yeah, we're getting...
We're clicking them off.
You know, I'll tell you what. If you haven't seen the news yet, here's what happened down in Carneys Point, New Jersey, which is right on the Delaware border. A friend of ours, Sean Moore, who's also an NRA-certified instructor, bought his 11-year-old son a AR variant that's 22 long rifle and took a picture of the proud boy holding the gun in a safe direction with his finger indexed along the frame.
Exactly, you know, like it's perfect. Supposed to be done.
And it seems someone saw the Facebook post or something and called DIFUS. And DIFUS came to the house to investigate child abuse, and they brought our child endangerment. And they brought four cops with them, too, with their outside tactical vests on, you know, carrier vests and everything.
BDUs and all.
Yep,
huh?
And Sean wasn't home. His wife invited them in, all six in the house. And then one of the cops says, can you open the safe so we can see your guns to make sure they're registered? Well, in New Jersey, registration of guns is voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
If someone, you know, gave you a gun or you bought it, if you lived out of state. So I don't know what the cops were looking for. We know what they were looking for.
Exactly right.
And Sean, his wife called and said, Sean, the cops are here in DIFUS and they want me to open the safe and I don't know how to open it. Good thing she doesn't know how to open it.
Yeah.
Sean jumps in a car with his buddy, rides over. He has Evan Knappen on speakerphone. Go, Evan, okay? A lot of people are posting on Facebook, thank you, Evan Knappen. And I didn't know about Evan Knappen until we listened to Gun for Hire Radio. So they all want his number in their pocket now.
They should have his number in their pocket.
So Sean comes in, and the cops ask him to open the safe, which is Knappen always tells everybody, sack.
Right.
Remain silent. Request an attorney and do not consent to a search. So Sean remained silent, had his attorney on the speakerphone, and would not consent because the cops say, do you mind if we look around?
Yes,
that's consenting to a search.
Yes.
So Sean asked all of them to leave. Knappen on speakerphone asked the social worker to identify herself, her name, and who, what department she worked for, and she turned around and walked out of the house.
Unbelievable.
How professional is that?
Yeah.
So when the cops realized they weren't going to get anywhere, he had his attorney, they left. What was the police chief's response from Carney's Point? Well, we were just doing our job, and besides, we smelled alcohol on Sean's breath. He might be intoxicated. It was a Friday night. He's out with his friends. He gets a call, and he frantically comes back home, and someone drives him. He doesn't drive his car or anything.
Mm.
And maybe he had a beer, maybe he had a single malt scotch like people do when they smoke
a
cigar or whatever.
Here in New Jersey?
No, it's not against the law, but the cop had to add that. The police chief had to add that.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did.
Okay.
Because it's now hit national media.
Correct. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have Knappen's book, his orange book, and if you don't know SAC, and
right.
you don't have his number in your cell phone, you're doing yourself an injustice.
And if you're either living in, driving through, or working in New Jersey, you better have his number. And SAC, right. Remain silent, ask for an attorney, and never, ever consent to a search.
Nope. The cops were pressing, pressing, pressing. Just open a safe. We just want to make sure your guns are registered. Get the hell out of my house. He told them, come back with a search warrant.
Right.
The police chief said, as far as we're concerned, the case is dropped. And they didn't want to discuss any charges because of his possible intoxication. Go to hell.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? His possible intoxication. Did they do blood level studies now?
Well, it's illegal to drink in your home, too, now, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. You're not allowed to have or drink anywhere within 500 feet now of a gun safe. Right?
Yeah. So would this be legal in New Jersey?
Maybe not.
No?
You always have new toys.
This would not be legal.
Likely not, no.
Okay.
Just that sound would probably
It's the valve in my heart.
Okay. It's a sharp valve.
There, I just moved the microwave.
What a very sharp valve you have, Mr. Wolf. Yes, the better to eat you with. Yes.
Real quick. So you better get Knappen in your pocket, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
All right. And Sean, we're here for you. We didn't have you on yet because we wanted to talk to Knappen a few times because we don't want you to say anything and get into it too deep. But the story has blown up. It's been on Fox, CNN,
it's been
ABC.
Everywhere. Yeah.
You know, NewJersey.com had a poll. Were the police right? Were they not right? Every one of these polls always shows our side smashing the other side. But the Fourth Estate, they just don't get it,
no,
do they?
They just leave it alone, don't they? Well, they use us to get ratings, okay? Because that's about the only time CNN ever spikes. Do you realize now CNN has now got, they're so far into the tank. Their numbers last week were 47,000.
Wow.
I think our second week out, we had more than
47,000. Without a doubt.
We are now, CNN's highest ratings are 300,000 viewers. And that's because it's piped into places and you're forced to sit in the airport and watch this crap, right? Well, we now are three times the size of CNN. You hear that, CNN? We are three times the size.
They're crap anyway.
Yeah.
Real quick, Sandy, NRA Board of Director recommendations. If you have your ballots, they were either mailed or they're inside your magazine. If you didn't get one, you're not eligible to vote because you're a cheap bastard. You're not a life member or you haven't been a member longer than 5 years. And our recommendations are Tom King, Joel Friedman, Lance Olson, James Porter, and Sandy Frohman. So if you haven't filled out your ballots yet, we want you to bullet vote. Pick those five.
Yeah, don't fill out water
your
it down.
Make sure you sign your name where it tells you, seal it, and mail it, because we need to move things around a little bit in the NRA and get some younger people in there. You know, yesterday I posted, I felt a disturbance in the force, and I went online and I saw a picture of Bibi in Israel with Urkel. Did you see that?
I saw that. And, you know, here it is a sad commentary on the, this is the new America now, isn't it? This is the Obama nation where
Obama
the
nation.
Presidential limousine runs out of freaking gas.
The diesel. They put diesel in it by accident.
Oops.
And they had to fly his other limo from Jordan.
Well, you know.
Yes. I heard the reason he's in Israel is because they opened a new golf course.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other reason would he be in Israel now?
Did you know he made his March Madness basketball picks, but he still hasn't submitted a budget?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, priorities.
That's the way it is.
He's been spanking reporters, too. Did you notice? Reporters that ask too many questions. When he was with Bibi the first day, the reporter asked him like a five-part question. Obama got snippy.
Yeah,
he and of course,
does. He
never gets snippy.
Likes to be challenged.
He doesn't like to be challenged at all.
Well, you know, he is a dictator, and it's very difficult to challenge a dictator because they don't like it too much.
Well, I thought it was interesting, but yes, I did feel a disturbance in the force. And, you know, it's funny. He's there shaking Israel's hands. We're going to let Iran continue with their centrifuges to build nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And we're giving fighter jets and billions of dollars to Egypt, who wants to annihilate Israel.
Yeah, we could find $250 million to give to Egypt, but they had to cancel the Easter egg hunt at the White House.
The Easter egg hunt. I'd like to pelt them with eggs anyway.
Exactly right. Let me tell you something. They could shut those White House tours forever because I have absolutely no desire whatsoever to wander through the White House.
Correct.
You
me
know,
either.
For free or to pay.
Not now, especially
not now,
now.
Especially now.
They're not going to want me there anyway.
No.
Could I bring this in the White House? My valve?
You could once. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Cyprus and what it really means as connection to gun control.
Love it.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Attorney General Eric Holder. So look at this crap that's going on in Cyprus. And if you want to see what's, you know, you can tie Cyprus very easily to the United Nations in about 30 seconds. The UN's gun treaty, small arms treaty, that literally is being written right now to rule over the Second Amendment of the United States. Now, I know every time I say that, I get a lot of crap, and I get crap from the people in the know, too, who say, oh, you've got nothing at all to worry about. Well, why would we be banning guns? If you take a look at Cyprus, Cyprus is collapsing. Imagine how many of you guys out there, and could you... If tomorrow they were to shut the banks and you were on your way to the ATM tomorrow and they were to shut the banks for 2 weeks, how many Americans do you think could sustain that impact? And if they said, we're now going to confiscate 10% of your wealth and you've got nothing to say about that. If the people in Cyprus had anything other than double barrel shotguns, which have to be licensed, amazing that double barrel shotguns that Joe Biden keeps talking about. That
just get a shotgun.
They're okay. Double barrel and two shots. You only allowed to have two shots. What would happen in the United States as a gun owning nation?
We would go get our money.
Yeah, we would go.
We would help ourselves to it. I got an idea. How about if Cyprus and these other EU Union nations and the United States, how about if they cut spending to get their deficit down rather than grabbing money?
No. You see it's not happening. What the thing I see happening right now is if Cyprus falls, which it's gonna, in 2 weeks for banks to be closed, they're now talking about having the monetary system change during this period of time. So now, of course, I don't have to steal your money. All I have to do is reprint new money that's worth not as much as you had in there.
You're done.
So if the banks collapse and if there's a run on banks there, there's going to be a run on banks throughout the rest of the EU. If Cyprus falls, the next thing that's going to happen is a chain reaction. You don't think Spain is going to fall and then France is going to fall and
let
then
them all
Italy
fall.
Is going to fall? If they all fall, that's going to happen over here in the U.S. I'm telling you right now, the Fed announced just last Wednesday, they are now printing $85 billion per month. I'm sorry, they're not printing it. They're digitizing money. Okay, so they're digitizing money. They're printing money. $85 billion a month. That's about $1 trillion, $20 billion a year. What does that mean? When they first started doing this, the money in circulation was about $1 trillion. That was about a year ago. It's now $2 trillion, which means that the money that's in your pocket is now worth half as much. If this continues on, we're going to have no currency left. The dollar will fall. And that's what all these gun grabs are all about. Always follow the money. And the money happens to be in the collapse of systems. This is where, you know, George Soros makes all his money. Why does Soros get out and have all gold now? I ain't keeping a dollar in the stock market right now. I'm not even keeping a dollar in cash anymore.
All my money's in ammo.
You betcha. But I'm not telling anybody that. You know, we just told a million people.
They can try to take it.
They could.
By the way,
show up.
I will not comply.
Yes, I will not comply.
F you, big government. I will not comply.
You bet.
Listen, I just read an interesting article, you know, about Adam Lanza, the devil that came up.
You mean Adam Lanza, the article that says what we said the day after the Sandy Hook shooting, that we got so much shit from everybody that it was the video games?
You know, it was he basically was planning this for years, and he wanted to have a higher body count than the one that happened in, what was it, Norway?
Yeah, well, he had a list of 700 mass murderers.
Yep.
The thing was, it rolled out on a piece of paper.
Correct.
Like butcher paper, that he had been keeping this list, and he was working in his video games to kill more people, and he wanted to play it out for real. But there's no problem with video games, according to Hollywood.
Supposedly, it had nothing against the school. He just knew it was the easiest target to get the most amount of points.
And now, Detective Mac, our own Detective Mac, we sat here and go back, guys, listen to that show.
Oh, the elegy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a special edition.
So, I can't remember what the number was, but it's back in the show archives.
So you jumped ahead with Cypress, and now you screwed me all up, and now I got to figure stuff out here, bud.
Well, you know, I mean, we talked about this thing with Sandy Hook, and we talked about the video games, and we got a lot of crap from listeners that it is not my video games. No, listen, we're not saying that if you're an adult and you're playing video games that you're going to run out and start committing mass murder. What we are saying is, if you allow a child to be exposed to this for time and time again, it's going to have an impact on their brain.
Yes, especially if you start them too early. Like if you read Grossman's book.
Right.
You know, if it says they should be 13, you shouldn't have your six-year-old playing that game. They're going to slip in and out of what's real and what's not.
Correct.
All right? We need to really address that.
And, you know, and what makes me laugh is Hollywood, because look at what Bloomberg's doing right now with cigarettes. He has to hide cigarettes behind the counter. Do you remember back when we were kids, the cigarettes were out front, and what did they used to hide? The condoms and the porn magazines,
correct,
right? Now the porn magazines and the condoms are all out front,
correct,
and they're hiding cigarettes.
Correct.
But let me ask you a question, and let me pose this question to our listeners. Why aren't there any cigarette advertisements on television anymore or in the movies? Why have cigarettes been banned from being shown on there? Because it was a bad influence. It would cause children to smoke. But that doesn't happen at all with all the gun violence that you see in the shoot 'em up movies.
No
influence at all.
That's
the video
different.
Games and violent video games. No, not at all.
That's different.
Yes, much different.
You know, you want to talk about different. In Newark over the weekend, this really pisses me off. You know, we talk about our catch and release system, okay? They caught four people, and three guns were confiscated last Saturday, all right? And they took guns off the street. These are the real guns you want off the street, okay? They arrested these guys, and these guys had 12 felonies, 6 felonies. One guy was arrested, 24 years old. Abdul Crowley was arrested 25 times on charges involving murder, drugs, and guns, okay? Now, I want to quote the police director. This is not his fault. I'm just quoting the police director, Sam DeMeo. Each of these armed suspects was a legitimate threat to everyone in our community, said Police Director Sam DeMeo. Their collective criminal backgrounds are testament to their violent and lawless behavior. Why the F are they on the street?
What Commissioner DeMeo left out was, this is also testament to the failure of the criminal justice system in the state of New Jersey.
Start judging the judges.
Absolutely.
Okay? Catch and release. Why are they on the street?
25 crimes, 25 felonies. Really? For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few telling everybody else what to do?
Ding dong, ding dong, the witch is almost dead.
Yes, Dianne Feinstein, as Evan Nappin calls her.
So the assault weapon ban was dropped because Harry Reid didn't even have 40 votes, needed 60. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, do not relax, because even though the federal bill is dropped, every state is taking a beating right now. Colorado just took a beating. New Jersey, we're going to get hit April for sure.
Absolutely.
In the Senate, New York got hit already, one by one. Connecticut got hit. Listen, So we won on that federal level because there wasn't enough votes, and we knew that was going to happen. Meanwhile, Obama still ordered his people to find any way possible to reinstate the assault weapons ban. Crazy Joe Biden said that us people that are worried about the assault weapons bans, we're the black helicopter types.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Right. This is coming from a jackass that tells people to shoot through a closed door.
Look, this is classic Marxist propaganda. What they're going to do first is they're going to poo-poo you. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to put you down. They're going to start nudging you in the other direction. And when the nudge doesn't work, they're going to start to push, and then they're going to start to shove. And when they start to shove, they got to make sure that you are completely disarmed. We talked about this off the air. Do not sit back and say, oh, well, you know, we won on the Feinstein deal. Let me explain. This is the Overton window in play.
Explain the Overton window a little bit for people who are not as literate as you.
Yeah, sure.
Just smart.
The Overton window, which is named for Joseph P. Overton, its founder, is a means of visualizing ideas and public policy that define a range of what the general public views as being acceptable at any one given point in time. Imagine any form of public policy, education, public health, gun control, all stretched out on a yardstick in front of you, with each end of that yardstick expressing an extreme position. Mm-hmm. In the case of gun control or personal liberties, on one end you would have total freedom, no control at all, no laws, no government, total anarchism. On the other end would be a total control, no freedom, totalitarianism, communism, Nazism, moving back and forth, a narrow window, the Overton window, which is where policies that the general public feels are acceptable, sensible, and popular exist.
Correct.
Outside the Overton window are policies and ideas that the general public looks at as radical or unthinkable. The window's moving all the time. It's shifted, sometimes seismically, by events like September 11th, the Newtown Massacre, the Wall Street Meltdown, the Great Depression, the Civil Rights Movement, World War II, or the baby boom that followed it. Sometimes it's nudged more subtly over time, like with changes in sexual mores. Opponents of accepted policies, meaning those that lie inside the window, are always trying to exert force on the window's movement one way or the other.
That's true.
By trying to convince the public that the policies inside that window are considered unacceptable, like they did during the Civil Rights Movement when minority oppression was considered normal or acceptable by most of the people of their time.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, policymakers will often deliberately promote ideas that are viewed by the general public as being outrageous or unthinkable.
Oh, yeah.
Just
without
to force the window so far in one direction or another that it eventually settles in the middle.
Yep.
Which is actually a shift in their favor.
Yep.
Like what's happening now with this massive assault on our gun rights.
Correct.
By promoting ideas and policies that are even less acceptable than those that we previously would have considered to be on the extreme fringes of acceptability, they end up convincing the public to accept those previously unacceptable ideas and policies as now being suitable. A total ban on black guns now becomes a compromise on magazine capacity.
Correct.
As the window shifts, you end up giving more of your rights away, which is what they wanted in the first place.
You're right.
But now you feel like you somehow won something.
Correct.
Because it's, quote, not as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, correct.
It's a brilliant political gambit. And when in the hands of a skilled practitioner, it can be deadly, like it was when Hitler used it. That's why it's so important that we're aware of what's happening to us and why we can't look at this so-called failure of Feinstein's push as any kind of victory at all. It's not. It's all just smoke and mirrors.
But you've moved the line off center to the left.
Correct. And now we go, oh, okay. Thank God.
That wasn't that bad.
Big sigh of relief, collective sigh of relief. You have to judge these things based on what it was before all of this happened.
Correct.
Remember what it was like before Sandy Hook? We were moving toward national reciprocity for concealed carry.
Yeah, now we're hoping to hang on to what little we have.
Correct. Now we're hoping to hang on to black guns. They're going after black guns so they can get rid of high-capacity magazines. High-capacity magazines is just a red herring.
I thought they were going after black guns because they were black, like Ainslie.
Yes, that's very true. That's what Ainslie says.
That's true. Yeah, so Ainslie posted a picture on Facebook of his 72 barbecues and smokers and grillers, okay, in his backyard. That's his Facebook
totally
profile page.
Totally out of control.
Okay.
But let me tell you something. He is the master.
Oh, yeah.
I've had his barbecue
chicken. Me too,
chicken.
Twice now.
Yeah, amazing.
He's going to barbecue some human for me. Now, another thing, let's talk about the Blue Helmets. You know, why is it that the only two organizations that are fighting the Blue Helmets right now are the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA? Nobody
else
is in our corner. No. And you know what? Kerry has said that he would not support any treatment inconsistent with the rights of Americans under Constitution. But think about it. What has this administration done to our Constitution?
It has stepped all over
They've
it.
They've stepped all over it. So
ignored.
Bullshit.
Yes, exactly.
How, you know, they want our senators to sign a UN small arms treaty that they're not allowed to read.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. They're coming at it from every single angle. They need to do this. If you want one world order, which is what I think they're really headed for, this is the progressive agenda. The progressive agenda has always been like this. The people who are going to end up at the top, it's all going to be about money. You're starting to see the Nazi Party rise around the world. The Nazi Party is now taking over Greece. In Germany, the German government came out and said, we can no longer ban radical political parties anymore because we don't think or we don't feel that the courts will be able to uphold that. What are we setting up for here worldwide?
Did you know the Nazis rise to power? They did nothing illegal.
No, absolutely not. Hitler was brought in. Here's what I'm saying about worldwide economic collapse. And I know before you said, the hell with them, let them all fall. We have to seriously look at what's going on in Europe. What's happening right now is the canary in the coal mine. If Cyprus falls, and it will, it's going to create a domino effect completely throughout Europe. That's going to destabilize world currency. That the dollar is pegged to use for all trade, for oil, for everything else. If the dollar falls, your gasoline goes through the ceiling. We've got our own Fed printing $85 billion a month, devaluating our currency by one-fold every single year. Now, what happens when all of our currency is worthless and we now no longer have guns? They need to take those guns away, and they will do it any way they need to do it. This is not just an American thing that's going on. And with a devaluation of currency, it's all collapsing around our ears. What will we do when the blue helmets come to take our guns away?
Well, I've been teaching all new shooters now, aim for the blue helmet.
I think we all got to take that course.
Powder blue helmet.
I will not comply.
There's no way I'm complying.
What you tell me to do, I will not comply. If it's against the Constitution of the United States, pal, it ain't happening in my house.
Hey, you want to talk about not complying? You see what's been going on in Brooklyn?
Oh, there was martial law.
16-year-old Kimani Gray was killed, and you know, we don't know all the details yet, but people are being so targeted by police harassment that they're kicking back with violence. You know, the stop and frisk is under trial right now, too. And let me tell you something. The NYPD declared martial law. They call it frozen zones, where no one's allowed to move or anything. The frozen zone is an arbitrary official police business sounding title that has absolutely zero legal merit. It's something the NYPD made up, just as the First Amendment zone is something Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villarosas made up to suppress media coverage in the Occupy raids. Martial law, ladies and gentlemen, yep. Right here in Brooklyn.
New York City.
Okay? Martial law. They could do whatever they want to us.
In the kingdom of Bloomberg, where 80% of the school children who graduate from high school don't even know enough math, science, or arithmetic to get into a community college.
United we stand, divided we fall.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The Second Amendment, it is absurd. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country.
Do you know, Ann, 67% of all firearm homicides that occur in the 50 largest cities in the United States? And I bet you they're all legally purchased guns.
You know, another one of King Mike's illegal mayors against illegal guns ran amok.
Right here, okay. Right in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. He's a Republican.
Yes, he is.
Listen to this jackass.
Hey, we said it. He is a progressive, and there are progressives and Republicans and Democrats. That's why we say title don't matter.
Correct. Now, this is a mayor against illegal guns. Mm. He's 38 years old, James D. Chirillo. Okay, he's under investigation for shooting a gun in his house and giving alcohol to a 20-year-old whom he threatened to hold hostage. Pervert. Deviant. Pervert. Okay.
And he used a police vehicle. He ordered the police department to go pick up this fellow and take him to his house in a police vehicle.
He's 38 years old. He's been assisting this guy as a father figure for the past 8 years.
Nothing going on there.
He ordered the borough police officer to pick the 21-year-old up and bring him to him. He's not even the kid's legal guardian, okay? And then the young man was given a total of 3 glasses of wine, all right? And then when the kid wanted to leave, the mayor fired a gun into the floor because he said he didn't want to live anymore, okay?
Mayors against illegal guns. So what do we call them? Illegal mayors against guns.
illegal mayors against guns. Bloomberg, you're doing a great job
doing
vetting out the mayor
that
are into illegal guns. But remember, it's only for them. It's not for us.
Right. It has always been that. It's right. You say it all the time. It's good for thee, but not for me. You know, Bloomberg, this guy is now, he's a dangerous man. I think he's probably one of the most dangerous men in the United States, if not the most dangerous guy. He's the 13th richest man in the world. Did you know that, Anthony?
Oh, he is, right? Yep.
13th richest man in the world. And he has used his money, millions and millions of dollars, to support local candidates. I mean, even down to the school boards of certain districts to get his people elected to further his anti-gun agenda. Why is the 13th richest man in the world so against guns? It's about the money. Got nothing to do at all with guns. It's about control of us.
You know, a real quick letter from another listener, Jeff Erbeck, who I thanked him for the book Gun Dudes, which I'm halfway through. Jeff wrote, I like your comment on the last show when you mentioned my sending you the book about the liberals may in fact be libertarian. I have a very strong libertarian streak, not coincidentally, sharply honed during the turbulent 60s when I came of age. Many of the hippies of the day were strong Gadsden, don't tread on me types, be it sex, length of hair, pot, etc. We just wanted to be left alone and do our own thing. I have nothing but anecdotal evidence from my own observations that much of the anti-2A rhetoric from the left is not coming from my aging generation of hippies, but folks born during or after those crazy years. What were we, if nothing else, than all about individual rights and freedoms? What do you say to that?
Well, I'd say he's exactly right, Jeff. It's about progressivism, dude. It's Teddy Roosevelt, who everybody on the 2A side holds up. It's one of Napin's favorite guys. Was a major progressive. He was a big government progressive. The guy who came out and grabbed all that land out west to quote unquote preserve it. He was a big government progressive. He's, in my book, no different than Woodrow Wilson or FDR or Barack Obama. They're all the same. Or George W. Bush. All progressives. The progressive movement has destroyed the Democratic Party that you and I grew up with.
Yep.
It is not the same Democrat Party. It is a cancer that eats away at both parties. It is about totalitarian regime. That's why I say, how can you call yourself a liberal and support a big government solution to everything that takes and strips away your rights? You're absolutely right, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. How about this one? I posted on the gun forums last Saturday or Sunday, no gun for hire radio this week unless everyone visits our sponsors, and they all visited our sponsors. And this came from the...
we just threatened them.
Came from New Jersey Gun Forums. His title is Wall of Destiny. He wrote, good gag, I looked. By the way, I have some ladies, 17 in my employ, and every year I give them a rose and a little Godiva for St. Valentine's Day. This year I added a lipstick bodyguard. I was interested in what the response would be. To a one, they were ecstatic. I received numerous calls from husbands, boyfriends thanking me and wonder how they didn't think of it. Great show, great champions of our freedoms. Thank you, Anthony. That was very nice. Wall of Destiny, I don't know your first name, but thank you very much. That's nice to hear.
Absolutely.
No, he didn't thank you. He said, thank you, Anthony. You be quiet.
No, here's the thing.
What?
Is that women get it, right? I mean, women see the violence. In a lawless society, unfortunately, the weak get preyed on first, don't they?
I mean,
you say it all the time in the refuse to be a victim classes. It's always because it's the cowards who go out first. I don't know what it is about our society, but the women get it. The women recognize this.
And that's very, very important. I have an email here from Bob Crifossi. Actually, he sent me like 7 emails. He blamed it on the port wine. He was sending me emails as he was listening to our show.
That's the only way our listeners can get through the show is to sit and drink port wine.
He wrote, Anthony, I just listened to the first few minutes of your latest broadcast. I tried to find a link to someone screaming and pulling their hair out. All that came up was sexual and abusive mom links. Anthony, my heart goes out to you for trying to do the right thing. Sorry for the warm and fuzzy stuff. I know that rubs you the wrong way. Yeah, Bob, F you. He wrote, F them all and keep doing what you are doing and what you know is right, even though you know some of them don't get it, assholes. The Scouts are still a great organization. The concept still has great value. Don't give up on it. All right. Now, and he's continued to listen. He sent me a bunch of emails. Thank you, Bob. You know, I got a lot of thank you and support emails from people about what happened with us, with the Scouts, with the Scoutmaster and me.
That was pathetic.
It was a big pain in the ass, ladies and gentlemen. I had to deal with the, you know, telephone calls and a lot of crap, and you know, it normal people would rethink being charitable next time, yeah. But I'm gonna do it again. I don't care.
I guarantee that. I know you.
Yeah, I'll do it again. Next time I'll have them shoot mortars.
Gun for hire mortar shoot. I like it.
And push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And just make sure it's a real, genuine Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it.
Are we back?
We are back.
I got a big problem. You know,
besides the obvious one?
Yes. The mainstream media really pisses me off. And as Ainley says, MSDNC. And we see where we're going with the journalists. We see that they don't follow public opinion. They don't follow the polls because they have their own agenda. Follow the president. You know, if Obama walked off a cliff, they'd all walk right behind him.
You
Chris
betcha.
Matthews.
Right behind him.
By the way, everybody loved my Rachel the Schlong Maddow last week.
I damn near wet my pants.
But this week, another journalist, I want Candy Crowley.
I ate too much Candy Crowley.
I ate too much candy. Num, 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 I want Candy Crowley.
Okay.
I want to talk about what's
going
on.
It's good thing we got lawyers on retainer.
Yes. I don't give a shit about her or Michael, give me more.
Just wait. Oh, that's great.
You know,
we'll be broadcasting from a tent pretty soon.
Did you know what's going on in Steubenville, Ohio?
Steubenville, where the rapists are being felt sad.
Listen,
because my life is over now.
16-year-old black kid, 17-year-old white kid, so we can't call it a racial thing, right? She was either drugged or drunk, a minor, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
These guys sexually assaulted her, supposedly with their fingers, at a party, carried her by her wrist and ankles into a car, did it again, brought her to another party, did it again, tweeted, photoed, Facebooked, and emailed all of the escapades. Okay?
Society.
I've been following the case. These two bastards were sitting in court with these smug looks on their faces, all right? Smiling and smug. And then when the verdict came out, the black kid fell down crying that no one's going to want him anymore. Oh, yes, there's someone in Juvie Hall that wants
who's gonna want you.
But here we have, now the 16-year-old girl woke up in a stupor in the morning, underwear off, disheveled, at a strange house because she was moved from one house to another by these kids. She told her girlfriend, "I didn't have sex. I don't remember anything." And then she started seeing pictures of herself
being naked,
violated.
Yes. Okay. Yes. On the
she didn't go to the police. Someone else went to the police.
She was too embarrassed.
Yep. She's being made the bad person here. She's being victimized because they have a successful high school football program in Ohio, and these kids were the jocks, and coaches were in on it, and teachers were in on it, but. So they tried to cover it up. Girls are tweeting and Facebooking that they're going to kill the girl that was the victim of the abuse. Okay. Now, these two kids, the 17-year-old also got charged with child pornography because he took pictures of her and uploaded them. He's got to do a minimum of 2 years. The other kid, the African-American or black kid's got to do a minimum of a year, but they could spend up until their 21st birthday in juvenile. They're very lucky.
They should.
And
even
they should, but Rachel DeShlong and I Want Candy Crowley and all of these people now.
And Poppy, what's her name?
Poppy Seed?
Poppy Seed.
Now I'm hungry.
What the hell's her name? Poppy
I want
something
a Poppy
or other
Seed
on
roll.
CNN. Nobody watches these people anyway, so it says, it's like, who? Who? She comes out and feels sorry for these kids because their life might be ruined. And, and all the blogs, everybody's like,
listen to I Want Candy. Incredibly difficult, even for an outsider like me, to watch what happened as these two young men that had such promising futures, star football players, very good students, literally watched as they believed their lives fell apart when the sentence came down. Malik collapsed in the arms of his attorney. He said, "My life is over. No one is going to want me now." Very serious crime here. Both found guilty of raping the 16-year-old girl at a series of parties back in August. Who gives a shit about these two kids?
Right. We lose track of this. Who gives a crap about the violators? This was a girl whose life is ruined now. She's going to be able to forget this horrific episode that happened to her?
You know,
but we make excuses. And we do it here in Jersey, too, man. This is exactly what we talked about in the beginning of the show.
We do this all the time.
This is the catch-and-release mentality. The whole progressive side that, they were just, but they were such good kids. Really?
You know, Crowley says they're going to be referred to as now convicted sex offender Trent Mays, not good student and excellent football player Trent Mays. You make your bed, you got to sleep in it.
Exactly.
I don't give
acts
a shit.
Have consequences.
I don't give a shit.
You know, we've forgotten this, and the same thing plays out with all the gun nonsense. You know, we constantly focus in on the wrong things.
Professional journalist.
Yeah.
This is not what they're supposed to focus on.
Yeah.
Professional journalists are supposed to focus on reporting the news objectively, not making us. Who feels bad for these two kids?
Leave the editorials
seriously.
To slugs like
us. Because that's because like Crowley and Maddow and Poppy, whatever, Harlow or whatever, they never had to worry about being raped.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Right.
Okay. Because they're about as sexually appealing as a nuke.
Well, rape is never about sex. It's always about violence
and control.
Control.
Listen, you're telling me these two kids didn't know what they were doing, 17 and 16. They drove the girl around party to party, embarrassed her and violated her and raped her and took advantage of her. And now we're supposed to feel sorry for them?
Oh, sure.
I don't feel sorry for them.
Their life is ruined.
Well, and her life isn't ruined. She's probably going to have to move out of the state and start all over again.
Her life
is not ruined.
Terrible.
Nobody's going to want me now. Oh, yeah.
Somebody's
going to
want
you.
They're going to want your
pretty
butt.
Hey. Why don't you back up over here, big fella?
Who gets the bottom bunk?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I grabbed an extra mayonnaise packet from the cafeteria today. Things should go a little smoother for you.
Let's not go there. So it looks like the gun buyback program in New Jersey is wonderful. It's under full swing. The
failure.
Guns are coming off.
Failure.
Everywhere.
Failure.
You know, it's amazing, isn't it, that you can look at abject failure and call it a success only in the progressive mindset. Only in New Jersey can that happen. Right, Attorney General Chisaya?
There is no criminal standing in line turning those guns
in. Yeah, what are you kidding? Every gangbanger in the world is turning in stuff for $20. But they spent how many millions of dollars of our taxpayer money? Oh, they say, oh, no, it's from confiscations of firearms. But who confiscated the firearms? The cops who were on our payroll? Okay, got it. Well, you know, what interests me most about this is that the fact that words mean things, and I like to look at the phrases that our attorney general uses. You realize he's grouping two things together now in just about every one of his public statements. He's talking about getting both. It doesn't matter whether they're illegal guns or legal guns. They both do damage. So what he's trying to do now is make the comparison between legal gun owners and gangbangers and have it happen in a sentence. We are no different, ladies and gentlemen, than the gangbangers, because guns are guns. And people who hold guns are people who hold guns. Good or bad.
Correct.
It's all the same.
Correct.
In the God we choose. Liberty reaching out to the world. Her flags of freedom on.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Just walk out on the balcony and fire two blasts outside the house.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees.
So, here's the deal. I posted about supporting our sponsors.
Yes.
And, you know, you've listened to our commercials for our sponsors, and we have sponsors that we read on the air. And I'm going to read all of our sponsors now, and I want to just tell you guys, we need your support. People are posting they love Milcom's products, and everybody's using Evan Knappen now,
yeah,
which is a wonderful
right.
thing. And the Bullet Hole has been doing great, and people go in and mention us, and they did all. They're like, please give me my damn show last week, you know. A couple of people I want to talk about. One is Get Out Safe, which is, you know, Get Out Safe New Jersey Facebook page in Whippany. He'll make custom bailout bags for you and emergency bags and go bags and, you know, just so you have some food at home, et cetera, et cetera. Go and see Frank DeMeo up in Whippany. Get Out Safe NJ, Survival Equipment NJ is the web domain. And show your support. And if you can't use them, which you should be able to use them.
I mean, it's coming apart at the seams, guys.
Pass it on to other people. Post it on your Facebook page and say, please visit these sponsors, okay?
Yes.
Just
spread
it
along.
Repeat
it.
Right. The next one is, again, another 2A patriot, Eric Waldorf, Dr. Waldorf from Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. You know, Dr. Eric is the man. He supports us fully, and he's writing those checks, and he's taking those chances, you know, and he's gotten a lot of satisfied customers from us, but I'm sure he's lost customers because of his two-way stance.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, we need to stick together, because if we don't have professional people like this and organizations supporting us, we won't be here anymore, number one, and number two, we're all just going to fall.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
we need you to support him. So visit his website, WaldorfChiro.com. drerick.com and tell Dr. Eric we sent you. Please refer some people. He's centrally located in Bridgewater. And another organization that's been doing great things is the New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Absolutely.
And it's $35 a year.
Cheaper than a back waxing.
Yep. You know, back waxing's $45, by the way.
Wow.
Yep. Unless you have an extra ferry back, then it's $60. I went on a site to look.
You pay the higher price?
But, you know, Frank Fiammingo, Operation Established, yep. Compliance, the monthly meetings, the fundraisers, the legislation visits, the yep. buses to Trenton. This shit doesn't happen for free. Next month is going to start our first monster salvo with the Senate. And there's going to be a lot yes. that we need to do. We need your support. We need power in numbers.
Numbers. Okay? Numbers. We need it.
NJ2AS.com. If you go on events, it lists all the events they're having. You can also go to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society Facebook page. You can join the group. We have information. We keep people abreast of everything that's going on. We really need you to be a part of this, to continue this fight, because from our governor to our AG, right down to our local politicians, we are outnumbered. The 2014 elections are coming. We have guys running. Again, District 33, Anthony yep. Mills is running. District 27, Alexander Rubian, I believe, is going to be running. We need help. We need yeah. signatures. We're going to need signs. We're going to need supports. This is where it starts. You know, if we could get guys like Anthony Mills in, our children and grandchildren will have less to worry about. Yes. That'll be part of our yes, legacy.
Exactly right.
To throw these bums out and get real people in.
We have to start it here at the grassroots, because it's never going to happen. We need to make a giant groundswell, and we can only do it with numbers. That's why we ask you guys, please pass the word of the show along. It has become a center point. It's become a nexus point now in media. You're hearing things here and opinions and breaking before you're ever going to hear them on the mainstream news. You're never going to hear the stories and the angles that we talk about from the reality standpoint on the mainstream news. They're just blips on the
Correct.
Radar.
Correct.
They're blips on the radar.
And again, going back to sponsors, you know, we only have a handful of dedicated local family-owned sponsors. We're looking for a few sponsors that fit.
And, but they got to fit.
They got to fit. We would love to have Henry Rifle, but he's a little scared of us,
and
which is
sure.
a bummer.
You know, we don't know how Anthony feels about a lot of this stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, the point is we're at a point with 1 million listeners right now with 3 times the power of CNN that it's not like it was in the beginning when we had to go out and beg people to come in and sponsor
no,
the show.
But we would like a few select local sponsors. Think Milcom, think Waldorf Chiropractic,
right.
think Bullet Hole. Those are the type of sponsors we're looking for. To work together and support
compliment
each
the show
other.
And that who will, in addition to sponsoring the show, get involved in everything else that we're doing, get involved in the fundraisers that we're doing, get involved, play active supports, put your neck out on the line like the rest of us are doing, and saying to hell with this. We just will not take it anymore. We're mad as hell. And we need to stand up for our rights at this point, because they're being trampled on
Correct.
Left and right.
Correct. So we really need your help, because look at what we're dealing with these idiot gun buybacks. New Jersey, they want a 5-round magazine. You know, Sweeney yep. now, you know, we're going to need everybody's support. Sweeney now in April is going to start looking at these 22 bills that Charlie Big Butt Maynard and what's her name, Sheila Oliver, and then they rammed up our
yep.
butts. And now we have to pressure Sweeney and Senate leadership to not pass these bills.
Not
but,
a single
but if
one
Colorado
of them.
Could get magazines
right.
and stuff,
and
New
again,
Jersey screwed.
This is Bloomberg money. You got to understand, you've got the 13th richest man in the world who has taken aim on the Second Amendment and wants to do away with it. The man is a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
He's an absolute tyrant. His money is opposing us. We can beat this, but we can't do it alone. This is not a dress rehearsal. I talked to a guy, Eugene Solomon, who runs the Howl Trap Club, who has been a shooter for 60 years. He said to me on Sunday, I have never in my life seen it this bad. You realize
bad.
I can't even get shotgun ammo anymore?
It's bad.
It's terrible. It is a full frontal assault against the Second Amendment, against us, to put us in our place, to keep us down, to take away our ability to defend our lives, our family, and our government from our government.
by our government.
By our government.
We're screwed.
We are totally screwed if we sit back and just take it. Do not, guys, please get everybody you know listening to the show, supporting our sponsors, and involved in this course.
Then would you guys like to have we should do a questionnaire. If I get enough votes, the next time Sandy says the finishing line of the show, I'll shoot him in the knee. Okay? I got some classes coming up, Sandy. March 30th and 31st, become an NRA instructor, BIT and pistol. On April 7th, chief range safety officer. April 14th, we have low light, no light in Cedar Grove. April 20th, we have Sims 2, home invasion prep. We're also doing personal protection inside, outside the home, student instructor, and NRA defensive pistol. We are doing Utah concealed carry. Utah is good in Pennsylvania. Florida is not good in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
We're doing it in 12 locations throughout New Jersey, and we're delivering everywhere.
Very
We've been
nice.
Doing remote sites. Joe Rodriguez, heads up, we're doing one in Tobbs River for 30 guys that he works with. We cut him a phenomenal deal. We do everything. So if you want to get your non-resident to carry in PA legally, contact Gun for Hire. I'm going to go take a nap.
Well, it looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. With still two valid kneecaps, I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Please, guys, stick together, promote the hell out of this show, support our courageous sponsors, reach out and get others involved, and stand with us when we say to our politicians, if it's against the Constitution, baby, I will not comply. From sea to the shine.